This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I think everybody's here that's going to be here this morning. So good morning and Happy New Year. Proposed ordinance changes to animal control.
So I've been giving you that red line version of that we've been working on. There were some that the animal shelter were wanting, and then Keitha with Kirby's office has done a bunch. So I put it into what it would look like in ordinance form based on that. I have given this to Keitha for review and Dennis. I didn't hear back, but it was just in the last couple weeks that I know she's been out. So I guess the first part of it, section one, is what it currently reads. You get to section two, and that's what it changes it to. So you can look through it. The only thing, Dennis, I am wondering, we changed some language on the licensing term right now, because when the animal shelter did it, they would custom make it each time. Like if you came in January, it would be 2 years. If you came in February, then it just rolled forward. And that's what the language changes it to. But the way we did it, we bought a license that's for 2 years. So January of 24 through December of 25th is your 2 year period. So now in 25, you just buy for 1 year. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't, and they'll all expire. So I don't know how we address that language, but I have emailed Keitha on that. But if you guys, when you're ready, I could throw this on an agenda. We won't do it tonight, but I'll give you a minute to review it. That's what I have on that.
I don't think there's too many dramatic changes.
No, the big thing on this is just really it's addressing the issue that came was quarantining animals that
quarantining the rabies.
Yeah, and that you can do it at home. It doesn't have to go to the shelter.
So what if the city finds out someone has some chickens that aren't registered?
You don't have to register your chickens.
Foul. License.
Well, it's in the caption, it says, but that's...
It says foul in like 4 or 5 different sections.
You just don't want to get dog licenses.
So you said this just, all jokes aside, the background of this coming up to make this change from what we currently have that somehow I didn't know we had was because concern of court an animal that was sick that needed to be quarantined.
Right.
Had that happened, or was that just a concern?
It's just been in here, and I don't know exactly where it came from, but they've been, the animal shelter has been reviewing our ordinances, okay. And they said there's no need to quarantine them at the shelter. If you want to do it at home,
okay.
We'll let them. And so.
So it came up from the animal shelter.
Yeah.
In the annual contract renewal and stuff.
Yeah. They've just been reviewing it.
Yeah. Okay.
Any more questions on puppies, kitties, and chickens? Buffalo Wyoming Community Rent Lease Agreement. Next item up for bid.
So I think I've emailed these to you, but I also, Edison Elder had brought back their, it took them a while to redo what they wanted. There's some minor changes in the lease agreement. I sent this also to Dennis to review. The one that I've sent you, Dennis, has it marked up so you can see exactly what the changes are. They, of course, want to sign this lease agreement, and they want to take over flooding the ice rink and all that. We are filling it, I think, right, with water?
Yes.
But we haven't turned over the key that it's to them, because I don't want to do that without a lease agreement. I think it's just our... So the one I've given you is the one today is the one that is from the Buffalo Winery Community Ranch, but I emailed you guys a marked up version where you can see the changes, so you can review that.
Is this the one that I previously reviewed?
Yeah, you had drafted one, I think, and then they came back with their changes.
And you just sent me their changes? Or did I?
I sent you...
I can't remember.
Yeah. And I can show you this. I've marked up... It's minor things. But starting with, they are now... Before we had them an unregistered whatever, but they are a nonprofit that they...
Oh, yeah.
Do they have, like, a board or anything?
Yes.
Yeah, like a board of directors. This has come a long way from whenever that was, 3 years ago when they had an idea.
So Section 12, they may want to really consider addressing pickleball and the things you're going with that. They've tried taking over everything else.
Have any other groups been using that thing? I didn't remember at all. I just remember when we did pickleball in the old tennis court, you know, a year later, people were like, wait a minute, I'm still playing tennis, and you didn't know them.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen any. I mean, I've seen more people take their kids down there to learn to ride bikes, because it's a hard service and the cars can't drive there, so. So, again, this one, I know they would like it done sooner or later. Should I put it on the agenda for tonight, or do you want to wait until the next meeting? Okay.
Yeah, good time to review.
Which meeting?
January 21st. Which we have a big agenda tonight anyway, with all of our housekeeping stuff, with declaring the official depositories and the official newspaper.
Is there a cost of what they're receiving?
$10.
$10
idea, right?
Number 3.
I wonder if I can hear that from the call.
They started out at that. It's a good place to start.
Okay. Any more questions on the lease agreement before it appears on the 21st?
You say we can't do it tonight?
I think
we need to review it a little,
or read through it again.
Okay. Give legal a chance to. Give us some input. Next item, capital improvements plan.
So I just am wrapping this up. I mean, making it look like eventually you will pass a resolution to adopt the 5-year capital improvements plan. Terry has done all the work. I just updated the dates on the resolution. Terry did all the work of putting together year 2024, 2025, 26, 27, and 28. You can see the projects under there. The total estimated cost, a possible source for it, and the status of the project. We did bring this to the Planning and Zoning Board, and I think we gave them till the end of this, or till this next meeting, to bring their own list of items. I would remind everyone they're an advisory board to the city, so it will be our plan. They will have a different focus, and I think it's great to include them, because they are looking at growth for the city and what those things need. They could care less about the sand trucks or police vehicles or, you know, some of that stuff. But So I guess, I mean, it's a start, and it's ready whenever you guys are. It's just a suggested plan. It's not that everything happens in this order and it changes every year. I mean, we're going to adopt one. It's a rolling 5 year. We'll adopt every year. But if there are things that you look at and go, we've totally forgotten this, like we didn't have Bird Street on there, but now we do. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It takes a lot to run a city.
42 million.
Did you get your top books?
Yeah. That's what I was just looking at. We got those actually last year.
Okay, so we can pull them for 24.
Mm-hmm. Which one's the textbook?
The textbook is number 8 on 25. Mm-hmm. I thought so.
Yeah, we break so much more.
And we did just do the digester pond commitment.
Okay, but that is
that's
every year.
Right, right. Right. A 5 year cycle. That's like 2 years.
2 years.
So I don't know when we want this. We should adopt this. Do you want to adopt it tonight? Are we waiting for planning and zoning? Do we include this stuff in the next?
Just based on fiscal year, the calendar.
Well, this says calendar year, so it would be good to.
Usually, if we approve it tonight and plan on zoning being back in a month and wanted some changes, couldn't we amend it?
Well, yep, but this is just a resolution, so it only takes one reading, and we will be amending like every year. I don't think they're going to come with anything that would be in the, that couldn't wait till the next plan next year, because how do you find funding? How do you, it's our wish list, so.
Yeah, it's important waiting a month.
Okay, do you want this one on tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay, we got one.
Any more questions on
resolution.
Capital improvement plan. Yeah. State revolving fund intended use plans project.
So the deadline to get projects onto this intended use plan is seen here. I gave you the one page synopsis of this. January 31st. So we need to decide which projects go on there. I'll remind you that a couple years ago, they changed it. Before, you'd put every project on there. And then they said, okay, you're just bogging down the system and we never get to the stuff. So don't put it on there unless you intend to pursue it. So I know there's interest in going after maybe funding for Bird Street. Before, I think our big thing was the microfiltration, which is like now, what's the price on that?
$752 million. I don't have a current price, but I can give one that's kind of $750,000.
But I wonder if we could, and I'll read through this better. I don't know that Burt Street is totally designed, but we could get the ball rolling by you can get money for design on it. So instead of just paying for all the design ourselves and then going for funding, we start the process. Where we, this first year, we ask for design money or study money, and we also submit for the microfiltration system. And then the next year kicks Brit into let's.
I think it'd give us a better idea of what we're actually looking at, too, if we spend a lot of time.
And if we had build ready plans after the first year, then the second year, probably easier to get funding if. You have shovel-ready plans if we want to do this project. They see we're committed to it because we've already spent hundreds of thousands designing it. So I think that's a good idea.
Or is there something else that I should ask for money? or should put on the plan, because then there's a whole application process that you go through to try to get this. But what our experience was last year was they set aside so much money, and this is how we're going to get that loan forgiveness. They go through all the projects and they dole out the money, and then if you follow through and you put in the loan application, that's where we're getting that 0.75% interest on the part that they don't, that they aren't forgiving. I mean, so, I mean, it's a good deal, but they're making me be very organized. It just, there's so many steps to go through. And
so the only other thing we got shovel ready is that North Main stormwater sewer, storm sewer. That's been engineered by KLNA and is
ready. I think like on the plan there, 26 is kind of like 20 to that. Just a placeholder.
I think Bird Street and the filtration system that we've talked about for years. You already had a bunch of that going set up.
It would be nice to get that Bird Street funded, but let's get it narrowed down then what we really need. How much is, because I think we just said, here's how long the street is. Pipe, the going price for that is this, the for sewer is this, and we threw money at it. And
we
then
just pulled money from existing, you know, projects that we were doing to kind of come up with ballpark costs. Cause, yeah,
but maybe they need to dig in and see really.
Confirm that a little more.
See where the pipe has been replaced.
See where they have replaced and doesn't. Because I know there's some that has been changed.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it had for years and years.
And I'm sure in the process they might come back and say which, or you have to determine which is your first priority and second priority. So I guess we can do filtration and for it, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think the filtration is something to definitely keep in mind. I know it's a less thought-out project, but it's, you know, it's the kind of thing that one day would be a big problem if our filters go down.
Yeah.
So I know we've been saying, okay, we don't have a problem yet, but don't want to get to that point either, where we do have a problem.
Well, how old is the?
Well, they're from when the plant was built in what was that, 97, when they went in, I think. Well, not that part of it. That was an extension in 07, I guess, is when those went in.
So, yeah, it's time.
It might be time to change the filters. I'm thinking of my furnace.
Will they change out existing filters? Is there room to add another bank?
There is.
Just replace. I didn't know if you'd add a new bank and use the old ones until they die. We could
do them one at a time.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's three banks as it sits right now, so we could replace one at a time.
And that's $750 each bank?
Total $750. Was the $750 was the price a couple years ago? So
yeah. Any more discussion on that state revolving fund? Major capital construction projects update.
Things have kind of slowed down. We have started moving dirt for the building right away for the wells project, so that's underway. That's yesterday. It was the start date on that, so got that going on. Do you have all the bases and the conduit put in for the light poles out on Flatiron? And now just getting scheduled with Rocky Mountain Power. They're the ones that are coming to pull the wire and set the poles. So that's getting closer. And then as far as Main Street, there's not much going on anymore. There is talk of, after the Christmas lights come down, which is going to be on the 11th, start replacing the lights. Yeah, lights downtown. guess that'll happen, yeah. Other than that, no, that's part of it. And the only other thing really got done is we got the conduit put in for the south tank for the electrical line for the heater and that PRV.
Any questions? Any of those projects? Let's roll right into department heads.
I think I'm covered.
Getting all ready for geared up for snow removal.
Oh, yeah. I have chained up, probably put in snow boxes.
Legal?
I need a check to Brett and Coy and Amanda, or Ashley Humpkin.
For the
easement to cross that conduit line from their box to the thing. And then, as I understand it, they get a credit back.
Yeah.
For, and I don't know if you want to do a thank you note for them. They were saying that they had spent a lot of money to get that electrical service to their home. And a lot more than the $2,000 we offered pay for the easement. But they do get, somewhere in here, I think they get a credit back of $3,000 and some dollars. There it is, $3,764 for their share of the cost of putting that line in, plus the $2,000. But I need to check for $2,000. We'll have to sign these easement for. There's a short distance the conduit goes across city property, and so I'll give that to.
This was approved at a prior council meeting. You had asked, you'd requested.
Yeah, the 2000. But we got all this stuff from people. Rocky Mountain Power.
And then there's a charge from Rocky Mountain Power?
To put in the power.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's
$13,000 or something.
$13,000.
Okay. Department heads.
Okay, I have more stuff in your packet. You'll see a letter to Governor Gordon. The tank project, that we are getting that loan forgiveness for, if everything goes through. My understanding is this is pretty specialized. There isn't anybody really in Wyoming that does this. And this McGuire Water out of South Dakota can do this. And so there is a provision. I first went on the website for the state, and that's this bid exception approval request stuff. And I submitted that asking, you know, could we get an exception that we don't have to bid it because it's just a waste of dollars and time to do this. And then they called me and said, well, that's for if you are a state agency. You guys are a different level. Mm. And then I said, but when I look at your list that's on there, it has like Town of Meteetse and the school district and you know, whatever. And they said, oh, but the way you do it is you take action at a council meeting authorizing a letter to be sent to the governor. So I drafted this letter. And I put it on the agenda for tonight that you guys are just going to approve the mayor to send a letter to request the bid exception. And then when the governor says okay, then they notify this other agency that I tried to go through, and then they put our name on the list. So, bureaucracy. So I put this, if you're okay with it, you can read through the letter and we can change it, whatever. But that's basically what we're going to do is ask for an exception to that. Okay, and then I know that we've talked about this a couple times, but we signed a contract with Interstate Engineering for contract planning services, and it was not to exceed $153,000. And then they sent a list of what they felt they were their priorities to work on, and I don't know that we felt like they needed, there were other things that were, had a higher priority. So I have a letter here from the mayor. I guess reprioritizing what we see that they should be working on, and then we will take care of the capital improvements plan and negotiations with YDOT. Just giving them direction. I don't know if you guys want this to go out, but then I've prepared a resolution adding to, because we are exceeding our planning services from what we had originally budgeted, and then we signed this contract. So I have prepared a resolution, and I don't know if you want that on tonight's meeting, you want to look at it. I just took it up to the maximum amount of what their contract could be. And send the letter, please. Okay. And then, at the January 21st meeting, the retail liquor license that we have available, we have two applicants. We've advertised now for that. And I'm just wondering, you guys will have to make a decision. So what would you like me to request from the applicants to help you make that decision?
There was some discussion about a business plan, I think, was
okay.
The question that maybe was mentioned among December meetings. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. The last meeting. Yeah.
The last meeting, I don't remember. The last month. Because one is the gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one is downtown business here.
And if they could include in that their projected volume of sales.
That's the main thing I want to see, is the estimated sales volume for the year, so we can, that's one that we can quantify, measurable one. It's not subjective.
What steps do they plan on taking to ensure compliance? The chief's not out there dealing with it. They're down there dealing with it.
He's busy chasing chickens.
Make sure they're all licensed.
Collar. How do you put on a chicken license?
That's what I want to do.
You get little collars for chickens.
Toe tags.
Toe tags. Or you get those little bands like they put on pigeons.
Yeah. Neck rings. And rabbits in there too. Actually, I didn't mention that.
Bunnies. Bunnies with
their. Keep them out of my yard. My Yorkies don't like them. Enter your own risk.
Is there anything else on a liquor license? Compliance, business plan?
Okay. I will email both of them and request this.
I guess customer account can come in with business plan. Okay.
Now, this license had been in a business downtown, right? It was at South Side.
Yes.
Correct, yeah.
They basically couldn't read it because they didn't have it operated, didn't it?
They have no place to put it.
And that's just the city that does that, right? Because the county doesn't do that on a license.
Do what?
If the business is in operations, it doesn't go back. They're given more time.
Well, so retail would come back to us. And if...
I'm just saying the difference between the city and the county.
I think the
county doesn't do that.
Like, well, whose have they done that?
Well, I think there's still one out there.
That they are licensing? I mean, they've issued it?
I don't know when do they reissue.
I'm not sure, because they may not do it right up.
They might do it at budget.
Did they just do theirs as well?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It hasn't been that long.
Might do it today.
December?
I think it was December.
Yeah, they already did theirs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I can check.
I'll talk later about it.
Yeah, I would think it would be the same.
Anything else, Madam Clerk?
I think that's all I have. Oh, unless tonight's agenda. Oath of office for Wes and Scott, and then your appointments. Second reading on the ordinance about zoning. We got the planned unit development, base camp garages. They did get their DEQ approval. Senator Crago will be giving a legislative update tonight. We'll designate the official newspaper, the depositories. I have financial disclosure letters for council to sign. The property and auto renewal for North Wyoming Insurance. That request for the bid exception. Mayor's appointment, Kim Harvey, to the Recycling Center Joint Powers Board. The resolution for the capital improvements plan and the resolution for the budget amendment.
Do we need to designate and the letter to the governor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's on there. That's that bid exception.
Do we need to put signers?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll start making signers. Because they'll be changing to that.
Okay. That's a lot.
Compared to normal.
Okay. That's all I have.
I don't have much, but I do. Rod and I had a conversation yesterday. We sat down, and in lieu of the events that occurred on New Year's Day down in New Orleans, it really got us thinking about our security for parades, and about street shutdowns, and Main Street. Just basically, us being a tourist destination, and some information that we're getting that I can't really talk about, but it's concerning about some of the safety that's going on in our country and the targets that we're hearing about. And so I guess I need to get with you, Kevin, and figure out what do we have to help secure sidewalks, street, when we have a street closure, right, for like the parade. You know, that is a long way to go. And I mean, we have folks that are helping, but we don't have enough vehicles. I don't have enough to basically stop a vehicle that want to drive down the sidewalk, for instance, right? It's not so much we worry about the copycat stuff that's going, because we're afraid that's going to happen with some cells that are in our country. And I know we're Buffalo, but, what we're hearing is it's not going to be all big cities. I mean, they're talking small towns. So, I think we need to have a serious discussion on what do we have, to stop, whether it's a barricade with concrete barriers, because it's a lot of road, it's a lot of streets, a lot of sidewalks that we don't have the manpower or two. The barricades are for a hard time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what does that look like?
So a lot of what, I've followed that and looked at some of that. A lot of what you see is bring in, a dump truck, the garbage truck, you block the street, something that you're not going to drive through with a vehicle.
Yep.
And it's quick.
Mm-hmm. And that's you and I can get together. But, between the sheriff's crew, our crew, we'd have to probably utilize you guys. It is a state road coming through downtown, so it's something where we are going to have to get the highway patrol involved, maybe road and bridge, because it's going to come down to it might just be having somebody in a pickup truck that I can park up on the sidewalk at like Fort Main, for instance, right, during our Monster March or during, my biggest concern is our Fair and Rodeo Parade, right, because that's a long way to go, and our streets are lined with people, so we need to really kind of look at how can we get enough vehicles and whether it's like
the street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Instead of just love our amateur radio folks, but having them block the road, that doesn't do anything for our safety and security. So I think we need to kind of look. We've reached out to Jimmy Catalina, our emergency management coordinator. There's Homeland Security funding and all that, but of course that's going to be coming up here once the new budget comes in, and so we're doing some research on that. Might be time to start making some purchases in road closures that's a little bit beefier than what we have now. So I just want you guys to know that that's on the radar. We don't take that lightly. And just because we are small, we are not immune from being targeted, whether that's terrorism, whether that's a homegrown copycat, but we shouldn't really bypass that. So we're just kind of looking at some different options for that. Like I said, Kevin, it just come this year, it's going to probably look a little different. I mean, plus we have construction going to be going on this year too, this summer. But anytime we shut down our roadway, we should be starting to consider how we're going to be able to block our sidewalks, block our side streets with something that would prevent a vehicle from being able to bypass. Just,
don't do a snowplow from YDOT. It's just a target.
Yeah, right. That'd be great, though. But I mean, it might come to something like that where we're going to have to be reaching out, and it's going to have to be all hands on deck because we just don't have the manpower or the equipment. So we're going to be looking into some things to help. And you hate to, but unfortunately that's where we are right now. So just wanted to let y'all know that that is on our radar and it's being addressed. So because people are already running into our cars on traffic stops. That's all I really have for this morning.
Gary?
A lot. That CIP, I think we can take it and still get it in that updated dashboard form we have. That's run through our GIS platform. And so even with the help of Manny a little bit or something, I think we can just switch some numbers, switch updated on what we have and get that so it can stay in line for everyone to see. That should be a big deal. Other than that, wrapping up licensing for contractors, so we're going to lose a few, I think, for the way the new statute reads, where we can't reuse, sell a license if they want to use a shared license or whatever, but not many, honestly. We're still majority of them are relicensing here, so whether they're licensing everywhere, just, at the end of the day, $100, I'm sure they're just licensing in every city cause, so they have it, but so not a big loss there. Other than that, I'll be going the 16th through the 21st. I need your help there, Kevin, for a few days. Other than that,
I'll be card.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Councilman.
The only thing that Housing Foundation is meeting tomorrow, they've got some more, trying to get some more things finalized on what a possible process would be, and I guess there's a couple interested individuals that they're starting to talk to, so, but still very early in the game, trying to get a game plan going forward.
I was wondering about our lot behind 4th on Main, and with the construction coming next summer, if we shouldn't surface that. That's right in the middle of our downtown. I think it'd be great parking, great access for both blocks, and goodwill from the city to help us support our downtown businesses as some of the closures. And we're losing some parking on Main.
And we talked about that years ago.
Yeah, I think
trying to buy properties right there to make a whole parking lot behind.
I think we were there once, and then with the construction project was a little lazy staged in there. It was going to get torn up because it was going to be used for that. Well, maybe a little, maybe it won't. And then I guess the next thing was what were we actually going to put down in there?
Could we put just the rotomill or whatever there?
Well, we can.
Bring it off the Main Street, just have them haul it there instead of save trip.
The little bit that it would take, yeah, we could put some there, but I mean, it'll just be
it's not
the ground surface. It's
not going to last.
So,
well,
and if we're just doing it as a temporary, we'll make everybody, the code is it has to be a paved surface, right?
Right.
So that, I think that's where the dilemma was coming in, because we actually did have it, had a quote for asphalt and concrete on it, but that's back when we did here in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at that time it was like $50,000 to asphalt pave it. So
I just really think that'd be a good investment.
So if that's something we want to revisit, we certainly can. But I think we're probably looking at a hard surface, not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it. I mean, yeah.
Asphalt would be fine.
Yeah, if we're going to enforce it on everyone else, I mean, the way the ordinance reads, parking, loading, and unloading zones are all supposed to be solid surfaced, either concrete or asphalt. So.
Which one would be better for that?
You know, it's just a parking lot. I think either one would be sufficient for where it is. It's not, it's not high traffic. It's not heavy traffic. It's
so cool.
The asphalt would be less expensive.
And easier to tear out should we decide to do something different with the lot?
Probably.
And that was about 50?
About 50. And Dennis would like it.
Be nice.
We could pile snow on it.
No, we do that up the road.
We can put the Christmas tree container that we don't have there.
Yeah. Oh, they're just piling it up out by the cemetery.
That's all I have.
A couple things. I know that WAM is coming up 22nd through the 24th, I do believe. If you haven't signed up and you plan on going, get signed up. And I know there's some opportunities down there for department heads to meet vendors, meet some other department heads. So department heads, if you are interested and you've never been before, I'd like to extend that offer. I know it's a rarity here.
Cheyenne,
Little America. So, get together with Julie because the rooms will go fast if they've not been closed.
I might need to, if you're interested, if there's no rooms, I might need to book you at another one. There's other hotels that are in the block, but Little America may be gone. I'll look, Council, you're all registered for the conference and your rooms are done. Thank you.
Are you both?
Yeah.
Next item I have is the Suburban is 8 years old. It does not get used very often by us. Do have a potential government purchaser if we so choose to get rid of it. And quite frankly, I don't think the City Council needs to be riding in one vehicle around for continuity of government. Yeah. The 25th Amendment would be kind of tricky if we all went in a ditch. So... my suggestion is this other government entity that could use it, it would save the Johnson County taxpayers some money if they could buy it from us. And my opinion is we could pay mileage to us to travel. So
no one's been taking that every year to Cheyenne?
That's about it.
Well, I mean, we used to use a lot when we all went to Nui. Well, some of us went to Nui.
Yeah, and they haven't had Nui's for
a long time. Yeah, when we were lobbying skilled nursing, we used to lob. That was just, yeah. I think the city's always had an administrative vehicle. The last one was 35 years old.
It was really old when we bought the Suburban.
Well, I guess the other thing with that would be, too, is down the road, should you decide you need a vehicle, it wouldn't necessarily have to be a Suburban, but it could be replaced at some point.
I mean, right now it's sitting there, we're insuring it, it's getting healed on, we're buying tires for it.
And you got a buyer, right?
Huh?
You have a buyer.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so I think
on your agenda so we get rid of it then.
I think if we get a...
You just got to get settled on the price.
Yeah.
Are we arm wrestling?
So I don't know if that needs to go on the agenda or...
I think it has to be tonight.
But.
So if it's to another government entity,
you don't follow the bidding procedure.
Yeah.
It would just be the decision to sell it.
The approval to sell it.
So I think you negotiate.
Then it won't be going. And then boards. I think everybody knows that Claudia has left JOCO. We have a temporary, then we'll be hiring for a new position. And then I've been invited to the commissioner's meeting today to hear what VOA's got to say. So
I have one more thing. The January 21st, the commissioners are not meeting and they can't meet for the morning meeting. They are going to decide today where they're moving or what day they're moving their meeting to. That would affect you because I think you requested to be on there. I'll let you know where we maybe will move it to the same day that they're going to meet. They're making that decision.
Is there a Cheyenne that week?
Yes.
Yeah, they're first half of the week or they're the end of the week. We overlap in the middle. Mm-hmm.
The only other thing, WCDA will be making their announcements on the funding they hand out this year, later this month. And we have that Housing Solutions group out of Bo
asking here just for a minute, don't you? That's all I have of great importance. Press? Tourism? Anybody else have anything for the good of the order?
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.